Hello, and it is nice meeting you again on Extinction Radio Permaculture segment. Natural ecosystem and its insect life will be the continuation for this week. The first step in insect control is to cultivate strong, vigorous plants by cultivating a healthy place where they can grow. Normally, about 90% of the time, insects only attack unhealthy plants, just as a healthy person who eats good food is less susceptible to disease. So are healthy plants on a good diet less susceptible to plant disease and insect attack? The insect is not the source of the problem, but rather an unhealthy soil is the problem. The soil needs your energy, not the insect. The uninterrupted growth that the biogrow-intensive method stresses is also important to maintaining plant health. We are shepherds, providing the conditions our plants need for healthy, vigorous growth. Here are some elements to consider when caring for your garden's health. Did you dig the soil properly? Are the proper plant nutrients available in the soil? Did you use enough compost? Is the soil pH within reasonable limits for the plant being grown? Did you transplant the seedlings properly? Are you watering the plants properly? Are you weeding effectively? Are you maintaining the soil in a way that will enable it to retain moisture and nutrients? Are the plants receiving enough sun? Are you growing the plant in season? Another factor that aids plant health and minimizes insect and disease problem is keeping a correct balance of phosphorus and potash in the soil in relation to the amount of nitrogen present. The optimal ratio among these elements is still to be determined. Research also needs to be completed to determine the minimum amount of this element in pounds per 100 square feet that should be in the soil. Smaller amounts of organic fertilizer elements are required in comparison with soluble synthetic chemical fertilizers, since they break down more slowly and remain available to the plants for a long period of time. Properly planning the garden can eliminate many insect and disease problems. Use seeds that grow well in your climate and soil. Use plant varieties that are weather hardy, insect resistant, and disease resistant. New strains, especially hybrid, whether developed for higher yield, disease resistance, or other reasons, should usually be avoided. Some hybrid produce food of lower nutritive value in comparison with older strains and often use up nutrients from the soil at a more rapid rate than living soil can sustain over time. Hybrids also tend to be very susceptible to a few diseases, even when they are greatly resistant to many prevalent ones. Companion plants. Grow vegetables and flowers together that grow well with each other. Avoid putting the same vegetable in the same growing bed each year. This practice invites disease. Rotate your crop. Follow heavy feeders with heavy givers and then light feeders. This is where we are ending the segment for today. My name is Solomon Amuzo from Ghana. Bye-bye.